sitting at my dinner table, and we were eating a meal, and the heaviness of God, the heaviness of God showed up. We're breaking bread, and the heaviness of God came in. We couldn't eat. We couldn't move. I've never seen anything like it before. But listen to what God said. He said, it's just a taste. It's just a taste. It's just a taste of what's coming. I've experienced God's anointing, but I've never experienced it quite this way, and you had to see it. You're sitting over, it's really funny in a way, you're sitting over a plate of food. You got a fork in one hand, and you're going in with one hand, and you got a piece of bread, and you're dipping with the other hand, and you're like right above your plate, and you stop. Nothing moved. Nobody moved. Whew. I'm going to tell you what, and when you stop a Pentecostal from eating, whew, but what I think God's saying, He wants to break in. He wants to break in when you're driving to work. He wants to break in when you're on the job. He wants to break in when you're in the school. He wants to break in when you're walking on the street. Are you willing to let Him just break in? I wouldn't trade that moment for anything. It was awesome. It was awesome. And my brother, he started to speak. Power of God's all on him now. He started to speak, and he said, God is so happy. He said, God is so happy. And right now, God is happy. Do you realize how many nations are represented here coming to worship God? Do you realize how many denominational walls have crumbled tonight? I was teaching evangelism seminar one time, and there were 30 different denominations present, and most had never seen or heard a shofar before, and I blew that shofar, and they had given me instructions that we got to start at this time, and we got to stop at this time. I mean, there was no room for nothing else, and I blew the shofar. And I'm telling you, people started to weep. People started to shout. People started to holler. The man in the back with the watch, he said, throw away the watch. You just keep going. We're going to have church. But even though people didn't know what it was, they recognized that which is like the voice of God going out into the atmosphere. And it's okay to get quiet too. I used to get real fussy when Carly get quiet leading worship, and I say, that woman ever gonna move? She gonna sit there all day? And God was teaching me to be patient and wait on God. Hey God. You see, God can do more in a couple seconds of quiet than any canned sermon, than any preparation I can do. We just come into His presence and let God do what God wants to do. And as I started to say, I know people will think it's a little crazy sometimes, but I always remind them of a man by the name of Moses. God put a stick in his hand, a staff. He said, when you raise it, the sea's going to part. It parted. If God said to do that today, He'd do it again. God doesn't change. God can do anything God wants to do anytime He wants to do it. people with the shadow of a man. Peter's shadow. People were healed. He can still do that today if he wants to. He can do anything he wants. If God wants to put a shofar in the hand of a man, and as it sounded and his voice, and that which is like his voice goes forth, if he wants to heal people, he can do it. If God took one of these young men over here, and if he said, I want you to get a pink polka-dotted pogo stick, and I want you to pogo down Main Street. That's crazy, ain't it? But if he did it and God had said it, something would have happened. Amen. It's as simple as that. Amen. Now, if he went and bought a blue and yellow one and God said pink polka-dotted, he'd be in disobedience and nothing would happen. We got to follow God to the very point. We've got to do exactly what God says at the moment that God says to do it. We don't take nothing away and we don't add nothing to it. We got to do exactly what God says. That's what the shofar is all about. It's about obedience. God wants an obedient army. And tonight we have an army. Tonight we have an army. There's a whole lot more to this teaching on the shofar, and toward the end of the week, we're going to get there. But tonight, I'm going to obey God. I got a call from a man from England. He bought a shofar from theshofarman.com. Little advertisement there. That's a God-given name, by the way. I just carried my shofar in worship, as God said, and went different places. And as I'd walk in the door, people would say, there's the shofar man! I didn't do it. God did it. But this man bought a shofar, and he called me. And we talked a lot. I gave him some pointers. We prayed. And that was like 6 months ago. He called me back about 2-3 weeks ago. He said, Jim, he said, I got to tell you what happened, Jim. He said, Jim, the reason I call you, you're my guru. He's a musician. A guru, that's kind of like a teacher, a mentor. And I said, okay. He said, Jim, ever since I got connected to you, ever since, God has been using me with a shofar. He's opening the doors for me to some of the biggest churches in England. He's not only opened the doors for me for that, but he's put me on international television. I went into 170 nations the other day. 170 nations! And a little tiny part of me, little tiny part, rose up and started to say, but God, you haven't done that for me. But a bigger part said, that's my son. That's my son. And it exploded within me. And God said, I'm going to bring them to you from around the world. And you're to teach them. And the anointing that I've placed on your life, I am going to place on their life. And I'm probably sure everybody here with a shofar tonight's glad to hear that. But there's more to it. And I hope you still love me after I tell you what God says. But I have to obey God. I responded to Michael because I wanted him to know what it meant to me when he called. You have no idea how important our phone conversation was the other day when you said, Jim, you are my guru. It exploded within me. And at that moment, God told me to share the things that you had told me with the shofar blowers that come to the conference on September 20th to the 23rd, 2006. That's now. This is a word for those who are here tonight. He said, encourage.